Ever pop open your Arduino IDE and try to find your board listed, but you don't see it there? Maybe it's a Trinket or a Flora, an Adafruit Gemma. Maybe it's something else. How do you get your board listed in the Arduino IDE? I'm Stacey Mulcahy, and in today's little mini maker show, I'm going to show you how to add a third-party board to the Arduino IDE. Let's get down with this. So, I have an Adafruit Flora, and I've programmed it into my hoodie here, and I want to start programming it. I've done all the hard work, I've sewed everything in, and I go to connect it, and I see that it just doesn't show up in my list of boards. Well, what do I do? We're going to walk through how do you add third-party boards to the Arduino IDE.
Okay, so I'm going to want to program my Adafruit Flora, so I'm going to open up the Arduino IDE, and I've downloaded the latest, which is, I think, 1.6.8. Yeah, perfect. All right, and what I want to do is I want to maybe send a blank sketch to my Arduino Flora just to make sure it works. I'm going to go and I'm going to go File, Examples, and I'm going to go Basics and go Blank. Now, the onboard LED for Flora is not going to be pin 13 like it is listed here, but it's going to be pin 7. So I'm just going to switch those items here. And maybe I'm going to keep it on for 3 and off for 1. And that way we can see it really light up and then go back down. Now, the next thing I want to do is after I've opened up a sketch is I want to put it onto the board. And so I need to go to Tools and I'll see that when I go in here, I don't see any of the boards I want listed. I don't see Flora. So how do I add Flora? Well, you go to File. And then you go to Preferences, and then there's an additional board manager URL, and that's for third-party boards that aren't inherently supported. And so what we can do is we can go to this list of unofficial list of third-party boards supported, and it gives you a whole list, and they supply the board information that you need through a file, a JSON file, you'll see, and I have the Adafruit one. And it gives us the AVR boards, the Flora, the Metro, Trinket, etc. What I want to do is I need to take this link, so I'm going to copy it. And if we even just look at it, we'll see that it gives some information about the platforms and the names and how they work. So basically telling the Arduino IDE how to interface with it. I can go to Preferences in Arduino and go to Additional Boards. And again, you can add multiple in case you're using all sorts of different kinds of boards. And I'm going to add it in. I'm going to hit OK. Now that I've hit OK, I need to go and select my board. And that's what you always do when you're programming anything with the Arduino, is you need to select which board you're at. And I'll see that it's still not listed. OK, so I've added in that JSON file. How do I get it listed in here? I need to go to the boards manager. So when I go to the boards manager, I can just say type and contributed. And there's Adafruit AVR boards. And I can select this one. And I can select the version and I can install. Now, I'm going to close. And if I go to boards, you'll see that I have a whole new list. And so I can now select Flora. And I want to make sure I'm on the right COM port. So it's COM3 and it's showing up Adafruit Flora. And if I went into my device manager, I'd also see it. And so now let's just throw that sketch up onto the board. And so I'm going to upload it. It's going to take a minute. And then we're going to see if this works and we have that blinky sketch working.
All right, I've programmed the board. Now let's put it under the camera to see if I can actually see that onboard LED blinking. It's the moment of truth. All right, so I've moved my Flora over here. I had it near my computer so that I could program it through the USB. And so now I'm gonna plug it back in and I'm gonna see if I'm gonna get a blinky blinky happening here. So let's give it some power. Can never put these in the right way. And this is the onboard LED here. And you'll see it stays on for 3 seconds and then it blinks off for 1. So Yay! We've got some of that action happening, and now I can start to program this item in terms of, you know, this shirt, for example, I have a little zipper switch, I'm doing a check to see if it's high or low, and then I'm, you know, firing all these needle pixels. I can now start to work with this board. That is how you add third-party boards to the Arduino IDE so that you can start to program them. So if you're going to use the Adafruit Gemma or the Trinket, the Feather, any of that kind of good stuff, or any other kind of third-party boards that you might want to use, then you know the process of adding them through the board manager. I'm Stacey Mulcahy, and that's a mini episode of The Maker Show. Make more!